This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Godzilla, wrecking ball to the globalists. Finishing up with Kyle in Iowa, you're saying, what is the distraction for? The globalists are radicalizing their base. They want a violent revolution, and it's worked everywhere else, and so they're trying to execute it. I've really looked into this, and Soros and others think they've got so much power, they've never been brought to heel, that psychopaths always then begin to try to get caught at a subconscious level, because even though the spirit that's in them and their cerebral cortex is carrying out evil, their subconscious physical body wants to kill them. George Soros wants to kill himself. Alexander Soros wants to die. I don't wish any harm upon them other than Supermax prison after they're convicted. And so RICO investigations have already begun. Ted Cruz is talking about it. Of Antifa's a terror group. Well, what about who funds them? I have the documents. I'll show it next segment. But you're saying, what is this distracting from? To look at people like Day of the Dead zombies believing there's concentration camps that kids are drinking out of toilets, no one got in trouble for lying about that. And so the next whopper is going to be bigger. Okay? And so this is kind of going over the edge of a cliff, in my view, is what I see happening. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. So I want to dial it back just really quick. And like I said, because I think what I thought of after I called in, I think I have almost a more important point about.
Sure. I'm not screening your call. You're live on air. So go ahead.
Yeah. No. Gotcha. I wasn't accusing you of that. So just to dial it back, whenever I think about or whenever I analyze what's kind of happening in the meta, if you will, of what's happening, I always try and think about it like, okay, you got possibility A, and why is this happening? And then you got possibility B. So I agree with all the points you made. That's just what I want to say. But I was trying to kind of think of like, okay, well, what if this is the case? Now, to the distraction, I think the important thing is kind of like when you are test smelling cologne and you got to smell the coffee beans to kind of reset your senses a little bit. They've been ratcheting up all this so much that I think sometimes you got to kind of dial yourself back and say, kind of go back to square one and be like, what is it? What are they trying to, what's their end game? What are they trying to do? And you've done a good job over the years of spelling that out. You and some others of saying, hey, this is what the elite establishment wants to do. So we know they want a 1984 type control grid system. They want to have, a cashless society, or basically a way that they can control the flow of currency.
Sure. And Trump is not going up against that right now. First, he's got to get control of the country, launch a bunch of the secret technologies, and change the flow of debate from the technocracy they want to build to a bunch of innovative technologies that break out of the Trojan horse model we have, where we're only given limited systems that dehumanize us, instead really open up the full potential for everybody. And then folks can actually make the real decision about what they want to do, but not have a technocracy, meaning global technological dictatorship, directing the technological development. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes absolute sense. And it's just everything they're doing, I think, is really just a distraction from them putting these things in place. Because I saw a deal where they're implanting people with microchips, I think, in Australia. I know they've been doing that for a while.
Companies are doing it everywhere. Sweden says free buses if you take chips. I mean, come on, folks. This is all for total control. Because if they can get you to take a chip, next will take a brain wiring, and it's just, we'll never have chips. Now it's like, hell, we're gonna all have chips. We're all gonna have wires in our brains. Now, I just spent 2 segments with that caller. That's okay. He's a great caller, but I've gotta move quicker. I'll never get to Joshua, Jim, Carlos, Eli, and so many others on the other side. So bam, 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 we're back in 60 seconds. Remember though, We're electrochemical. We're not machines. And you can spread the links to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and circumvent the censors. They're counting on you not realizing the power you have.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. In this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Well, I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, let's go boom, boom, boom for your calls. What'd you think of the testimony today? I thought it was off the rails. Mueller looked like he was having, basically Alzheimer's. He was lying about public events that are known to have occurred. It was a fiasco. It's not what the Democrats were hoping for, but they're going to declare victory like they always do. But how are they going to sucker punch us? Well, they want to try to implode the economy and steal the election with Google and Facebook manipulating who gets alerts and things and search requests. And that's all coming out as well. Another huge executive at Google has gone public saying, oh, they've totally chosen sides. They're engaged in fraud. Congress must act. The president must act. So that's all coming up today. Joshua in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
I got to say I use the X2, the X3, the Ultra 12. I love them all. Make me feel incredible. What I saw there today from the little snippets I saw, that man is definitely withdrawing from something. I think when Trump shut down this child sex trafficking as much as he has, all of them look like they're going to withdrawals. Nadler, Cuomo, Pelosi, I think they're just trying to distract us from, like you said, if Google decides to...
By the way, what you just said sounds fantastical, but if you study adrenochrome, which is a real drug, and Google admits it's real, that the royal families and others have been caught. I was told this 20 years ago. It came out in the Jimmy Savile story that they would go in and get the pituitary glands of children at the morgue, and he would bring them to Prince Charles. And so, yes, these people are obsessed with eating children's pituitary glands. And it's funny you say that because Hillary and all of them aren't in the power structure anymore, but they want unaccompanied kids who they admit are being kidnapped and killed. We know there's organ harvesting going on as well, and they want babies to be kept alive and all the rest of it. And it's just, we have to say that's in the realm of possibility because that's literally who these people are. So I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, being up here in Jersey, I mean, I'm out of South Carolina, and I'm up here working with a friend of mine, And the people up here, there are some very smart ones, and then there are people that are just completely overtly dumb. I mean, I got a driver that works with me, and he's got no teeth, and he swears that fluoride's good for your teeth. I said, but you have no teeth, and it's in your water at your house. How is it good for your teeth? I mean, they just don't get it. And I think, you know, there's a saying, every day we wake up and we fall further from the grace of God. I think you're right, man. We got to get back to the roots here and get back to God and country.
Oh, it's crazy. The closer you get to God, and I'm not saying I'm on some holy man or on a high horse, but the closer you get to God, the more knowledge you get, the more understanding. I mean, the intelligence level, it's just the piercing understanding. And then you go around people that serve evil. They're stupid. They're like robots, and they just sputter around like demons. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Jim in Colorado. Jim, you're on the air. Thanks for calling on this amazing day.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm good, brother.
Well, first off, let me say what Gerald Celente said on the last part of your show yesterday almost brought tears to my eyes because I identify with that totally. I'm not for the Republicans any more than I'm against the Democrats. I think the whole thing is rotten from the top to the bottom. And I'm extremely disappointed in Trump, extremely disappointed in the man. He promised he was going to have Hillary arrested. If you're not going to have her arrested, who are you going to go after? There's just overwhelming evidence of not only criminality, but treason. The Bush administration, my God, if you're not going to have those people arrested for war crimes, who are you going to go after?
No, but you understand the argument is that he's up there in D.C. with all these scumbag lawyers and all these establishment people that sold the country out. And if Trump tries to go after them all, they'll really sabotage the government of the country. My argument is they're already doing it, might as well do it. But the Justice Department is so full at the top of sycophantic yes men and just a bunch of people that are in love with themselves. All the white shoe boys, not white Jew boys, like the news said, white shoe boys, who literally are so arrogant and so stupid and so insulated and so insular that they don't know what they're doing. I mean, Trump can't get the funding for the border wall. He got emergency funding, and the Border Patrol said, fix the areas that are already broken. That's the main point. He did what they want. And then, oh, Trump didn't build a new wall. Or, you know, Trump, look, I'm mad at Trump about not going after vaccines. 5G is super bad news from a surveillance and health perspective. He is pulling us out of Afghanistan, pulling us out of Syria, trying to make peace deals with North Korea. Two good Supreme Court justices compared to what Hillary would have done. Massive amounts of new jobs. I mean, he's definitely rooting for America. So I just don't get, like, I mean, I run my own company. I've got an amazing crew. Best crew I've ever had. Okay, but it takes time to get stuff done. We have problems. Stuff gets messed up. And they're not working against me. They're working against me, we would be shut down in a week, okay? Trump has people working against him. I don't know how the hell he is supposed to magically do all this. I'm just being reality-based.
Can I make a suggestion, Alex?
Yes, sir, please.
Me and my father have had this exact conversation that you and I have gone through, and my dad said the same thing you did. He said he's afraid of triggering a civil war or he can't get the support for what he needs to do. But let me tell you this. There's still a lot of good Christian right-wing people in this country who believe. I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm talking about right-wing.
No, I know. If there's a war, we're going to win. But about 20 million people are going to die. You ready for that?
Any day. For 20 million people to show up with their Second Amendment right arms in their hands and start this country anew. Because if we don't, we're going to be on the short end of the stick when it's
Jim,
done.
I agree. And we're
that's
going down coming. That road right now.
That's what's coming, Alex. And he knows that. He knows that. He's not a stupid man. I've watched the guy for a long time.
No, Trump does know that. Let me tell you something. Trump's ready to call out the military and everything. He just has to make sure the people are with him. He wants to try to fix this the right way. Believe me, Trump's not giving up. Let me tell you, there's a good chance they're going to kill him. You know that, right?
Well, if he's really against them, then yes. But in my view, this thing is all an elaborate ruse. I mean,
listen, you heard the last caller hinting at that. You think this real conniption fit? Let me tell you, I've been attacked before Trump got in. The attacks have been 100 times worse. Let me tell you, Trump's taken power from them. Now, maybe he's some other group and could be bad. My gut doesn't say that, but let me tell you, he's taken the power away from the deep state that hijacked this country and sold us out of the Chi-Coms. Let me tell you something. They are legitimately getting their asses removed right now. That's why they're so pissed, brother. So we can sit back here and watch Trump up there and then wonder why we're not being, you know, delivered out of this quicker. He's just the president. He's not a dictator. And they have created so many snot-nosed, America-hating pills in this country that really believe all this crap. That's why they hand out Play-Doh and coloring books at colleges. I saw a constitution. They go, come in here. And they have little tables that are foot high and full-grown adults sit there and play with Play-Doh. A third of our country plays with Play-Doh and lives off mommy and daddy's money. So you're probably a hardworking guy as a family. You just are disconnected from that, so you don't realize how many blobs there are. Do you have any idea how many blobs there are, Jim?
Oh, Alex, I'm very well educated. I've lived all over the world. I now live up and deep in the mountains because I know what's coming. I no longer live around large populations.
Believe me, I wish I was with you. Listen, I would cut bait now. I didn't think we have a chance to turn this around. But let me tell you, I'm eyeballing my family's escape every day now. I've never been out of the shooting range every week. I've never been looking at redoubts in Idaho or places or Montana. Brother, we've got the escape pods ready, okay? So I understand how bad you think this is. Believe me, buddy. I've got the escape pods warming up right now. But I'm going to stay on this ship myself and get the family out because we've got to have rear guard actions if this thing goes sideways. I just want all the snot-nosed people out there to know something. Tune in and think this show's funny. You've lived in a free country a long time. You've pissed all over it. You have no idea what you're opening the door for. I appreciate your call, Jim. Anything else you want to add? He just hung up. I just spent another whole other segment with two callers. I got to move quicker because I got a bunch of clips I got to get to, and I promise to get to these. Eli in Kentucky and Carlos and David and Miguel and Julius and Joe, your calls are coming up. You don't think I don't want to be on 100 acres, 50 miles from a town with my woman, my kids, and the dogs and me? Oh, my God. I have dreams about a Bronco and my deer rifle and a garden and just getting out of all this. But we can't do it because they'll hunt us down there. We built civilization to defeat tyranny. And we're going to continue it, and we're going off-world. The next level will be achieved. Hold fast. We're going to win.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Look like deflated, popped, blown out tires that are in pieces on the side of the road. We're getting stronger, they're getting weaker. But you can't let them demoralize you. Their full nastiness, their full celebration of killing already born babies and having sex with your children and devil worship is meant to make you give up. I've told this story probably 30 times now, and I haven't really told the entire story. I was invited to the Sundance Film Festival, and I told my crew exactly what it was, and I sent a representative, and he said, oh, my God, it's exactly what we were talking about. They're openly saying, these are at meetings at dinner. They're not even hiding this. Our job is to demoralize and to shock people and just make them get overwhelmed if they give up. And to just be the worst we can. That's why it's all pedophilia, devil worship, because they're getting us to basically capitulate. It's not working. And I had this one group of filmmakers, famous filmmakers here, and they were telling me all this stuff, and I said, you've been sent here by the power structure, and they're going to tell you, once you think I'm going to do this film deal with you, that this is your list of things to do. They later came back and said, you're right, we were given a list of things to do exactly what you said. And I said, yeah, so go ahead and leave now. I've already been down this road over and over and over and over and over again. The globalists run the same plays because they've worked. But what worked back then isn't going to work now in this new system. It's not the new age that the, you know, new agers tell you about. It's the real new age, folks. And the dogs that hunted in the past aren't going to be hunting in the future. Their system's over. They're just now figuring it out. This is all the bluster of a rear guard action. So I'm not trying to get in. I'll be honest. If I was invited to the White House, I probably would not have gone. And I've already had the White House reach out to see if I want to go. And I'm like, really? What's the point? What's the whole PR point of that? I'm the outlier. I'm the dark horse. So are you. That's what America's always been. We built new worlds, new cities, new countries, new systems. We're not back at the imperial throne rooms. It's great to have Trump there to try to direct the defeat of the globalists from that, but the real power is you. You. Who was it? Charlie Chaplin said, I wouldn't be part of any club that would have me. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Eli in the great state of Kentucky. Eli, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Awesome to be on air with you today. I'm a first-time caller. It's crazy, man. I just want to let you know that out here in the rural state of Kentucky, this is Trump country. We appreciate everything that you do every day. 50 years from now, when the history books are rewritten, you will be right next to President Donald Trump as one of the main voices that saved this country from globalism. And I just want to point out that when Obama was in office, I mean, the globalists were so arrogant in the fact that, you know, they came out and said the fact that, you know, we've taken over and there's nothing you can do about it. And now that President Trump has taken the Oval Office, he has single-handedly destroyed globalism. One man has taken down an entire system.
And they're losing everywhere else as well.
It's true. If you look across the world, populism is in a resurgence. I mean,
so what do you say to the last callers? I'm not mad at them, and I get their frustration. I get obsessed with this too, because I'm waiting around having to look at, you know, pedophiles and devil worshippers all day. But I got to warn people, so I got to look at them. I feel sorry for cops and FBI that have to, like, you know, go to the crime scenes. I just couldn't do it. But that Border Patrol head said, I've been in the trailers with the dead kids and the stink and the father holding their baby. Don't you tell me, AOC, I'm killing kids, you damn liar. Because he's saving people. And so I understand what that's like. But I know the frustration, though. It should be so easy to beat this. Choosing goodness should be so much easier. But you hear the callers thinking, oh, Trump's pulling a fast one. No, folks. He makes mistakes. He's not perfect. This is real. There's not just evil in the world. Trump doesn't have a hard-on for America, and he wants to be president. Those are two cardinal sins. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's something else that you point out is Trump is alone. I mean, he is surrounded by remnants from the globalist regime that are still around him trying to sabotage anything that he wants.
Oh, I got a crew that loves me, and I'm a jerk a lot because I get frustrated and I apologize to them. If I had those, I'm 45, man, and I could not put up with enemies all around me. They've had a few infiltrators, and they drove me crazy. And some of them were family, I found out later. Can you imagine having traitors around you who are lying about what you say and lying about what you do, but using classified info to make part of it real? Could you imagine? I mean, I'm not trying to kiss Trump's ass. It's incredible. 73 years old, surrounded by all those hyenas, and the lion is in there getting most of his agenda done, and he's replacing the Federal Reserve with patriots? They are scrapping their drawers.
And I just want to thank you, brother, for being a true American patriot, because if anybody else had came up against all the attacks from the media and the slurs and the lies and the attacks that you actually have against you, any other person would have probably gave up by now.
Brother, you're looking at this wrong. You're looking at this wrong. Once you're in this deep, there's no giving up anyways. I'm fighting for my life, but you're the reason. You're the audience that sees through it. I'm not kissing your butt. Without you, I'd be destroyed. I'm literally in your hands. You're the reason we're still fighting. I can't give up. I'm being fed into the wood chipper. You're literally pulling me out of it every day with your prayers, your support. Do you understand that, though? Eli, I don't want you to get this ass backwards. You understand they're pissed about the show because it's a focal point for people like you to come together and to know you're not alone. They want to demoralize you. You understand that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you can tell with the way Google suppresses you, the way you've been banned off Twitter. I'll be honest. I'd always known who you were and respected you, but I didn't really come on board with you, man, until they completely tried to silence you. And that woke me up to realizing, hey, this man has a lot of points and a lot of truths. And if you look back in history, the regime always tries to suppress the one that speaks the truth.
Well, they're suppressing Trump. They're shadow banning him. They're all the same crap that I've been put through. They just thought, oh, he's flamboyant. He's this folk hero. He's got a lot of warts. Let's exaggerate it and tear him up. They'll turn on him. And then Jones will turn on Trump if we can get Trump to turn on him. That's why last time I talked to Trump, I said, sir, if you even need to turn on me, you can, but I don't care. As long as you're doing the policies, I'm behind you. And that's why the globalists are so pissed, you see, because they're followers. They would sell out in a minute because all they're looking for is a bigger swimming pool or a bigger helicopter. Like, my helicopter isn't as nice as my neighbor's helicopters. I know some of these real billionaires who are globalists. You know, over the years, I've had meetings with them and around them, off-record stuff. It wasn't corrupt. I met with them, and I agree not to talk about it as long as they're not committing crime. And they're literally obsessed with their silver tea set isn't the nicest, or there's one better that Lord Rothschild has, or their helicopter isn't the newest one. But don't worry, they're getting a new one. And, oh, I'm sorry, the private jet, kind of there's a crack in the seat over here. But you know, and just like you're on like some $40 million jet, and they're worried because there's a crack in the leather seat. These people are crazy. I do not want anything to do with people like that. I'd love a private jet to go places, but I'm sure as hell not going to get mad because my neighbor's got a bigger one than me. These people are crazy. God bless you, Eli. More calls straight ahead and a bunch of clubs.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I got $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've been taking a lot of really amazing calls, and I've got 5 or 6 more calls I've been holding at least an hour, and then I'll attempt to get to the others after that. But Mike Adams is coming up, but I am going to commandeer about 25 minutes of the show. He's cool with that. He understands signing. I only do the fourth hour. That happens sometimes. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, because I don't think that caller was wrong earlier when he said we're distracted by Trump. It's not Trump that's distracting us. It's that the big central banks, the private banks, are trying to crash the U.S. economy, and they're admitting it right now. and they're trying to take our world reserve currency away and change the Bretton Woods Agreement. Now, I don't talk about violence and things to act tough. And when I do it, it's either when I'm in an occasional rage, and I every once in a while do lose control. That's not an act when I blow up on air. It's a weakness, and I pray to God every day to control my temper. This is my weakness. But it's also all of our strength that we're real, right? But the fact that they're trying to crash the economy, George Washington would get death warrants, and he'd have people march in, and they'd kill the heads of all those companies. That's why George Washington was respected. He didn't commit war crimes, but he got death warrants to kill people. And he led from the front. So I'm just going to tell you something. When banks that are out of our country have signed up with China and they're trying to plunge the economy to take your pension funds, your Social Security, your savings, your whole life, because they want to piss on our country because we were Christian. Well, you're not walking on the fighting side of me, folks. You're not walking on the, they're walking on the survival side of us. So I don't want any violence against J.P. Morgan, Chase, any of them, but I'll tell the president this. Before they start a physical civil war with their meth head Antifa people, we have a Pentagon, and we have the Marine Corps, and we have the Delta Force, and we have assassination teams to take out enemies extrajudicially. And we're in an extrajudicial situation, and it'd be much, I know it's a very dangerous road to go down, but here's the problem. They've put us in this position. We didn't want to go this way. We've tried to fix things peacefully. We've tried to, and now they're saying we're murdering children at the border and making them drink out of toilets. I mean, they're inciting war. And they've got a gun to our head. And I'm not saying go give helicopter rides to the heads of Google and Facebook. I'm just saying that from a historical, mathematical threat continuum spectrum, we've reached those points where if the president thought he had the leadership to carry it out, I think President Trump would do it. And I know President Trump's had talks about it. If they try to kill him or start blowing stuff up, try to take the power grid out. And you know Antifa and the Democrats are trying to take the power grid out, right? And we've got the documents right here. So people always wonder, why do socialists and communists bring down civilizations? It's what they do. They're satanic. So you got callers calling in talking about, you know, when's the shooting start? Shooting's already started. They're already firebombing ICE facilities, already shooting cops in the back all over the country. I mean, what do you think's going on? And those things get played down even by Republicans because they're being advised, if you hype this, more's going to happen. So I'm not up here trying to general any type of physical uprising. In fact, it's the opposite. The problem is they're not going to let us win peacefully. And I think we all know that now. I think that's really why we all have a sick feeling in our stomachs. And so we're all trying to ask ourselves, what the hell do we do here? Because let me tell you something. Bunch of leftists are running around burning stuff down. It's going to be an empty feeling when you're looking at somebody in their black pajamas with their brain spread out in a pool of blood. Big deal. He just stomped on a turd. Now, I get it. It's like pulling teeth. It's got to, you know, if it goes to that point, that's going to happen. But I just want to make sure that we don't act like a bunch of bulls charging off at red tapes here. Because if the feces hits the oscillating fan blade, it's every single corporate Democrat globalist leader that's going to be jumping. If this stuff all kicks off, if you go to the private airports, you hear about the president's been killed. You hear about police departments being attacked everywhere by communists. If you go to the local private airfield, you're going to see black SUVs pulling up because they're going to go right when it starts. And they're going to be flying out to New Zealand and Kauai, Hawaii, and places like that, and Luxembourg. So you want real intel. You got to be up when it all happens, and you got to go to the local airfield, and they'll all be pulling up and leaving. Because they're going to sit it out while we all kill each other. So you want to talk master plan military stuff, you know, I could talk about it all day. I've actually got a brain for that. That's actually my specialty. But the point is that we don't want to go into that position. But yeah, we're in the middle of a foreign occupation of the media and the government. We have a president trying to remove the cancer because our own military and agencies were like, hey, we're corrupt, we're not perfect, but my God, we're not going to sell out the Chi-Coms from a power position. Why would we just screw America over when we have all the cards? Because it's metaphysical. Because the globalists want us to go down for world government. They want every little wimpy scumbag. Let me tell you about the CIA or all these agencies. You'll have little egghead nerds who are totally threatened by the military people. And that's why they love sending them off to die. They talk crap about them behind their backs. They talk about how they're useful idiots, how they're cannon fodder, how they're stupid. That's what Henry Kissinger said about the military. Because they're threatened by it. And that's what this whole exercise is. But I'll tell you the good news. I talked to a famous CIA commando just the other day. And then another friend of mine ran into one of these guys we know on the hike and bike trail. And we're like, we thought you were off, you know, guarding Mr. Tiddlywinks. And he said, no, I just can't handle it, even though the money's so big. I just can't be around these people. And that was it. It's like they can't even, let me explain something. They can't get anybody to protect them now. People are like, $300,000 a year? No, I'm not, they can't be around it. And so what does that tell you? They're a day late, a dollar short. On getting their little robots and all their little, it's all fantasy. None of it's going to happen. And of all these little meth head, big tech guys all hauling ass to New Zealand, when they're not over here telling us to take our brain chips, if they think their life's worth 10 cents when a civil war starts, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to get wire wrapped around your neck and you're going to black out and you're going to be dead. And then everything in your facility is going to get jacked. Because, see, the people you're around don't want money. They want victory for our species, and they want you dead. And you are dead. You understand that? You're already the walking dead. You haven't figured it out yet. You'll figure it out soon enough. There are a lot of people on this planet that don't care about status or money. We care about justice and our children. And if you want to run your mouth and threaten us and talk about how you're going to kill us, it's you who are going to die. You understand that? We do the killing. We do the hanging. And the age of man isn't over. The age of humanity has just begun. So you can set your watch by that. And you can bet your bottom dollar, all you little pissants that want to destroy women and destroy children, destroy families, destroy our strength. You'll destroy nothing. You've only come to test us. You were a tool used by God. And when we're done with you, you'll be thrown into the ash heap of history, not us. You can guarantee everything that ever was and ever has been and ever will be. That God's real. The devil's real. The universe is real. This planet orbiting that big sun glowing outside is real. And the laws of nature are incontrovertible. You're losers, globalists, and that's why you chose Satan. And now, you're going to burn in hell.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From.
But it's my life.
So many of my relatives look like
many
Willie Nelson.
People just like me.
Little hobbit creatures.
Dreaming of
nice, sweet little Texans. Good people.
And the nightlife.
You know, Willie ain't supports the Democrats, but he's 86. Last time I had dinner with him 6 years ago, he wasn't really all there. So remember that. Kind of like they got Charlton Heston to come out against the Second Amendment before he died with his wife on Dateline. That wasn't Charlton Heston. And that guy you see out there is not Willie Nelson. So remember folks for who they were. In fact, my mom's dad had dementia and stuff before he died. He had a couple of heart attacks. And he was like a big baby, but that's not my grandfather. No. None of your phone calls here. The good news is we're going to get to all of them. The bad news is we're out of time. We've got a bunch of clips I've got to play and breaking news and big stuff on Google and more before Mike Adams comes on from naturalnews.com. I'm just going to leave this very briefly and very simply. T-shirts, the new Betsy Ross design, because the other one was collector edition. It sold out super quick. People want it. We've got a new collector's edition, and we've got the Chris Pratt-inspired shirt, which is the American flag, the Don't Tread on Me with a snake on it, which I had the same idea the week before. That was the new shirt that week, and then I saw him, and they were protesting it, and I was just like, wow. But that's really kind of common sense, like combine Don't Tread on Me under the American flag with a snake. That's because saying Don't Tread on the flag, it's even more specific. So, and that will sell out at current sales rates by next week, and then that will be it for these designs. But that does help fund the operation. We've got DNA Force back in stock. It's 50% off right now. We've also got Supermel Vitality 50% off. Those are really great products. You should try them. Just believe me. Just try them. It funds the operation. You can't lose. And I only want to bring you the best stuff because I want it to work, so you buy more of it. People get great response on turmeric when the average turmeric is 3 to 5%. We have the extract, 95% curcuminoid. People are blown away by it. And it costs us a lot more to do it, but why shouldn't I do that? That's what I take. It's what my family takes. That said, most everybody loves the protein bars that are back in stock, but we went to the biggest maker of organic protein bars over a year ago trying to develop this, and they said, wait, you don't want any corn or you don't want any wheat in it. Well, you need that because people don't want something that's like a big piece of toffee that's hard if there's no filler. And I said, I want no fillers. And they said, okay, it's half as much if you put the filler in, and people like it because it breaks off. And most people like it, but, I mean, it takes like 20 minutes to eat one of these and because there's no filler. It's solid as, you know, it's thick. But we are going to come out with ones called traditional, and they'll end up costing less. Because if you want it, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to give it to you with filler. So we've got a whole other group coming out that'll say, traditional. Because, you know, I'm the boss around here, so it's kind of weird. Like, I'm not going to listen to food experts. No filler. And they're like, well, you know, filler is not just about lowering costs. It'll be as hard as a rock without it. I don't care. More people like it than don't, but some don't. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It tastes great, but I'm like, in the car eating one, I'm like, it took me 20 minutes to eat this. I can eat 5 hamburgers in that time. So, there's nothing like it out there, folks, because there's no filler in it. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. InfoWarsStore.com. Optimus Prime called in, but he's the last caller I'll get to. Autobots roll out. Let's right now go to Julius in Colorado. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I love your show. You're a hero. So I just want to say that during the hearings, it reminded me of the John Kerry hearings where he just looks like...
He looked like Frankenstein. John Kerry looked like Frankenstein, like he had 1,000 shots of Botox.
I don't know if they're having the gay sex rituals in coffins begging for spiritual possession or, you know, I mean, they look...
Oh, they're all on drugs. You look at Elon Musk and when he was pushing a brain chip last week. And did you see him and his other? I mean, they were sweating. Their eyes were this big. I mean, if the cop pulled you over, you'd be arrested. It was like just. And remember, they're under lights. They're under lights.
Yeah. I mean, they look haggard and just like, you know, I mean, every photo.
Yeah, we're kicking the living hell out of them, brother.
Yeah, every photo of Mueller, he literally has this demonic grimace in his face. You know, it just, he literally looks so evil. I mean, demon possessed.
Well, let me tell you the word on him. You know, he ran Whitey Bulger. That was his first job, was the Italian mob had gotten too powerful by the 70s and 80s. They were pushing a lot of people around. And they used the Irish mafia to commit a bunch of murders. And that's what Mueller does. He would do the killings himself, reportedly. I mean, he ran Epstein and the videoing, screwing little girls as young as 10. I remember I said that last year, and they freaked out on me. Now that's come out that he was. I mean, that dude's bad. Just because he was a Marine, a lot of folks join the military. I'd say 5% because they're psychotic and won't be able to kill people. Just because he got a Silver Star, okay, great. The point is that he is a globalist through and through.
And you know, all this talk about the Civil War and everything, I think the best peaceful solution is we have to reject the globalist unitary federal government, dissolve completely, and embrace a totally confederation system of total power to the states. You know, all the infrastructure is already there. We don't need the federal government. They're just waging wars, and it's just a giant welfare system. And then every state can just enforce its own laws. And that's
well, I mean, I agree. Listen, I'm a federalist, actually. You know, we think of federalism as bad. This current system is not federalism. Federalism binds the federal government. You have state senators. The state elects the legislature. The legislature appoints the U.S. senator. So you call that a Confederate model, but really, real federalism is more Confederate than even what Jefferson Davis came up with.
Yeah.
But I hear you, because here's the deal. The federal government can be influenced by foreign powers. What do you do, though, when foreign powers manipulate coalitions of states?
I mean, I just think that it's not going to be peaceful, and all the cronies are up, you know, at the top. So, you know, if Trump's smart, he wouldn't send in the troops. You know, if a couple states seceded, right, we could just
I hear you. We would definitely lose our bond rating then. I appreciate your call. Listen, we have powerful financial issues and powerful financial institutions that are trying to break the country up already. And I'm a federalist. You know, I had family, and I'm not going to get into it, but highest levels of the Confederacy, okay? And I know all about it. Daughters of Republic of Texas, whole nine yards. There's statues all over the South of my ancestors. But they got manipulated into that war. And that's a whole other debate. It doesn't mean Abraham Lincoln was good or the North was perfect. But British intelligence manipulated the South to do that. They promised them ships. They promised them Western expansion. And then they double-crossed them and didn't deliver. And left us high and dry. And Sam Houston, that founded Texas, was the governor at the time. He'd been the president of Texas, but he was governor. And they kicked him out of Houston. And they ran him out of the state of Texas and almost killed him. And he was an old, smart general. He was what Davy Crockett wished he was. A real badass. He's what Arnold Schwarzenegger would dream about in movies. Or like 300 type stuff. Andrew Jackson was a badass. But he wasn't the badass that Sam Houston was. Okay? Like, Sam Houston would kill like 20, 30 people by himself in hand-to-hand combat. I mean, we're talking a monster. Breaking people's necks. Pulling arrows out of himself. All nine yards. He was also super smart. Texas was founded by an awesome guy. That's why Hollywood puts him down, a gambler, an alcoholic, all this BS. And he said the Civil War was wrong. They've got five times the men. They've got three times the weapons. We're going to lose. We're being set up by British intelligence. And British intelligence hyped Texas up and hyped everybody else up into that stupid war. And we basically never recovered from it. Slavery was already basically done in the South. It was a train wreck. And British intelligence did that. And I'm digressing, but it just makes me very, very angry. And so I've never been anti-government. I believe in a limited federal government and limited state governments. But you have to understand, folks, if we went back to the amendment in 1913, I'm so senile now, 17th Amendment, 16th Amendment, which one was it? We got the IRS the same year, the Federal Reserve the same year, and we got it where our U.S. senators no longer were elected by the legislature. The senators were recalled to the state. They were officers of the state. So you want Confederate, the idea of the states having the power, the truth was the states did have the power before. And the Federalist system did that. But we think because the federal government's called the federal government, that the Federalist system's bad. No, the Federalist system's good. And we, listen, how about we debate that later? How about we just get control of our country again? That's what we need to do. But hey, was the South badass? Did they, you know, one man kill 10 men on average? Damn right. But still got our ass set.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.